Do you ever catch yourself wondering, why do I keep falling into the same patterns in life, even when you know better? That stems from your identity. And today's episode is all about going deeper into the identity we hold and what we rehearse, because we don't rise to the level of our intentions, we fall to the level of our identity that we've rehearsed the most. Welcome back to the Uncaged Podcast. It is Andy. Episode 22. Last week, we spoke about accountability and discipline's kryptonite being the underlying unconscious habits and programs that constantly get in our way and stop us from reaching our potential. Now, for today's episode, I would like to go a level higher and a level deeper into the concept of becoming the version that we want to become. Now, that is identity. It is one thing to recognize the underlying habits and programs that get in our way when we try and venture towards our best self. What do you do once you see these patterns and habits and routines? Because we don't rise to the level of our intentions in life. We fall to the identity that we have rehearsed the most and programmed within ourselves the most, which is why we need to look at identity today. Because I can tell you something, that version of us that is in the future, where we're working to reach, if we don't act and match those actions that that version of us would do, the programs of the past and the memories and feelings of the past is what we're going to fall and rest all of our trust on, purely because it is what we know, it is what we've rehearsed. And it is sometimes easier to us, like I've said in episode 21, than choosing the unknown, which is the future. We have to try and make sure that we don't fall back like that and we keep our eyes gazed on the future. So today, I'm going to share my story of how I utilize this concept of working on our identity to become that version and solidifying it further so that we can get that version of ourselves. Let's do it. When I think about it, the greatest thing that I experienced was creating the version of me that I really wanted to become. But not only do that activity, and you should do that activity, but it wasn't the only thing that I did. Once I had that, and I really built this vision of myself that included all of the things I want to become, the things I want to let go, and what was present in good traits within myself, the kind of character I want to be. Soon as I had all of those things clear to me of what my desire was, this is the fun part. You get to play the experiment, the game, to start acting as if you are that person in the now. And one of the quotes that I've really learned to love at the moment, and it makes sense to me, you don't get the life you dream of and then become the person. You become the person, and then you get the dream life. It's not just luck. It's not just something that falls into place out of nowhere and you didn't change a thing about yourself. You have to become someone different, completely different to what you're currently doing. Now, that's not to exclude all of the good that is currently in your life, because there is a lot. I'm just talking about the things that stop you from achieving your excitement in life, the level of goals that you want, and the stuff that you want to create and envision and experience. And when we get in front of all of the things that are stopping us, you have free room. And that's why I always talk about becoming the version that you first envisioned by backing it up with action. Last episode, I introduced a concept called the catch. And if you missed that, first, I'd recommend re-watching episode 21, but I'm going to explain it briefly here. You've got the old you and the new version that you want to become. Every time that you break away from the old you, the programs are usually quite strong to begin with because you've rehearsed them so often that it will catch back up to the version of you that you're trying to become and snap you back into the old programs. So what we need to do is catch ourselves once that snaps back, because all that is the old program trying to solidify itself and re-strengthen it to maintain its life, its perpetuation, its momentum. So we have to catch it. And last episode, I brought that into the picture, and this is the exact same thing that I'm going to go deeper on to build on it. When we have our old identity, which includes our actions, routines, habits, how we feel on a daily basis, the way we act, speak, all of it is what we know. And when we create this new vision and this new identity of ourselves, we have to be ready, at the ready, to catch again. And I hope this is intuitively going to start clicking now if you've been following along, because the catch is relative to all of these levels. We just stack the skill set, we stack the awareness, and we build upon it until we're in complete control, understand that we can create the reality that we want. And this is what we're doing today. So you've got your old identity and your new identity. Which one do you think is going to be easier right now in the beginning? Of course, you got the old identity. It's because, like I said, it's the known, predictable outcome we're always used to leaning on with trust, even if it doesn't benefit us. It's just because we know it, we've rehearsed it. Where the new version, we're unfamiliar with it because we haven't rehearsed it as much. This is the fun part. Fall in love with this point that you're at. When you get to the point where you're saying, no worries, old, I'm done with you, I've got my plan. I've got my new plan in front. I'm going to start aligning all of my actions, how that person would think, how they would act, the kind of things I'd create and do. And you go and you venture on the path towards that future you. And then the old program says, yo, man, it's cool. What's cracking? Where you at? I haven't had a hug in about 5 seconds. And what I'm trying to say is that old you is going to start trying to catch back up to you to bring it back because it felt a little bit of distance from you. You took your awareness away from the familiar. Some people call that the ego. The ego is a bit of a mechanism within us. However, that's a different conversation. I'll get into that another time. But the identity aspect of the habits and routines that are within it is what draw you back and pull you back to the known. The body and the mind love to focus on what is known and what's predictable. And we're taking it away. We're focusing on this new identity that we've created. So every time you venture out towards this new identity, it is going to work its absolute hardest to bring you back to the old identity. And when you know that, you don't react as negatively if you get thrown off. If I didn't tell you that the reason why it catches up to you and it slams you back into the old program habits and routines and actions, you probably get a bit pissed off with yourself, maybe think that the world's after you or that everyone's unfair and the world's unfair. But because I'm giving you an understanding that you know that the reason why it catches back up to you is to perpetuate itself. It's not anything else other than it's trying to keep its momentum alive because that is how our habit, beliefs, and identities work. The more we rehearse something a certain way, the stronger the solidification of that identity, the routines and habits, the feelings and actions are going to be. And when we venture away, it is going to crack it. It is going to do its absolute best to try and throw you off and take you back to the old. And I'm giving you this understanding today so that you can equip yourself with a mindset and a bit of courage, knowing that when you go forward, it will try. It will try and take you over. But you're not going to quit because you know that to get the life you want, you first have to become the version that lives that life. You have to become that person first. So you will never quit on yourself. Now, let me throw a couple of things in the mix just to make it interesting. I used to be addicted to drugs. Now, I got to that point through not wanting to face certain truths within myself. Now, not everyone utilizes drugs. It could be alcohol. It could be other levels of addiction and pleasure seeking and things like this, comfort seeking and avoidance, blah, 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 anything at all. But for me, I used to have an addiction to drugs. It was the easiest way I could quiet the noise in my head of guilt and shame and all of those negative emotions that come around when I avoided the truth. When you have an addiction and you try and do this focus, you're trying to break away from something super strong. that you've solidified, you've ran away from, you've programmed to avoid, it's going to be even harder to do this. But I can tell you right now, it is not impossible, because I have done exactly what I'm talking about and overcome addiction as well as creating the identity and never giving up until I get towards that focus, that new version of me. Which is why I'm constantly repeating similar concepts, is because that's much more simple than people make out to be. It is a matter of awareness. It is a matter of changing the actions that you normally would do and giving yourself enough understanding that along the way, you won't quit because you know exactly how the old program works, you know why it works the way it does, so that you can keep going and ignore the stuff that tries its best to throw you off. To get onto a bit of a role with identity itself, identity is something that we have rehearsed over and over again, like I said, but it's also the stories we tell ourselves about ourselves. So like, oh, I always screw things up, or I couldn't do that because I'm just not naturally gifted. Oh, I just get so angry all the time. See what I mean? It's all reinforcing things. But even though that we know this, we know these things aren't ideal and we shouldn't treat ourselves like that, but we do it because we believe on some level that it's true. And that is a fallacy. But we've built an identity based on unconscious things we've just let slip past our conscious awareness. And what I would like to assist with is for you to see these little things that add up to big things in your identity so that you can replace them all. It's the smallest things that are the most powerful. Saying, I never quit. I know that sounds cliche, but what I'm trying to say is when you say, I never quit, and then you back it up and you keep telling yourself that in hard times, I never quit. This is where other people quit. I'm not like that. This is because I can do it. I am doing it because I can. Things like this are really powerful reinforcements when you're in the action and you match that energy. Mate, the more you do that, you build such a strong underlying unconscious habit and identity and belief systems that back you in those times of difficulty. Because if you don't reinforce the best versions of the story, you will preach what you've always known, which is the negative versions of the story, refueling the identity of the old, if not making it worse. So we have to have awareness and catch these little stories. How do you catch them? Thanks for asking. Journal it down. Mate, I keep things as simple as possible because I can tell you, you need to go out and you got to go to Officeworks or some like stationery store and buy a book. Maybe actually, you know what? Buy an iPad and get notes going. Just use your phone or a book. Write down the things you have recognized and what you continuously recognize and write it down so that you have an awareness of it. I've said this before. I'm just going to go again at it. Because when we have these stories that we're constantly telling ourselves and we don't intercept it with looking at it and going, that's something I'm going to change. It'll never change. It will stay the same and constantly get in your way. So we recognize it. We write it down in our notes, in our phone, or in our book, whatever it is, something you carry around. It's for you. It's not for anyone else. So that you can then change the story. Put a big cross through it once you've got awareness of it. You go, shit, that always comes up. I'm always saying I'm not good enough. Cross that bastard out. Because it don't need to be there anymore. And put something in there. Instead of saying something like, I'm not good enough for this. I'm going to do it regardless of the outcome. If I fail, I go forward and I keep trying. I never quit. Change the story for it to feel like it's doable. If you have that story that, oh, I'm never good enough for these things, or I can't do that, have a guess what's going to happen when you go and try anything. You're probably going to listen to the thing that you've rehearsed the most, and that's the backing intention you have going into anything in your life. Change the story, change the outcome. Change the story, change the outcome. It's very simple, It's simple because the moment you do little act, I'm laughing because it is simple. However, we love complicated things. Habits are what is repeated. So wouldn't it make sense to stop what we normally would do and start doing the new things that we prefer it to be? The more you change and repeat constantly, be obsessed and in love with this version of yourself that has all these traits, that all these stories are changed, these actions and sequences have changed too, and fall in love with it, repeat it every day. It then becomes the new base point, the unconscious program of habits, actions, feelings, thoughts, routines, and identity. Your personality, all of it becomes solidified through repetition. But all you have to do is do not tolerate the old things that you don't want to take into the new. Because there's a lot that we don't need, but there is a lot that we can take. We don't just eradicate all the good and all the bad in our life. When we're going from one identity to the next, we're trying to take the good and remove the old. Take this method so that you can apply these things and integrate the good that's already there and add on and subtract to the new identity. Taking away the bad and applying the good. Getting into a bit of a free flow here of just craziness and ranting, but I just want you to know that it is something that's worth it. And it is a key that will make sure that it is very highly likely that you achieve the life that you are after. And I really want that for you. And I want to hear about the transformation. The only thing that I ever want from anyone is for them to try this method that I know works because I have done it. Soon as you see what I can see, you'll be laughing. And then you'll want to pass it on to the next person. It's not about, I'm not trying to get gaining anything from anyone. I just want you to apply it in your life so you don't have to suffer, which is a choice. Everything I'm talking about is how to change all of these things through the wiring of our brain, the actions we have every day, conscious activity to apply a change of unconscious habits and rewiring it with new conscious habits to become the underlying program that runs our life. You are the architect. You are the one that creates it all. And I am keen, so keen, to be able to see you achieve this as well. And the real way, the only way, the real and the only, the way that I know you will know it, that it works, is by doing it. Trying this practice. Giving the awareness thing a go. Looking at what doesn't work in your life, what things do throw you off, and changing those outcomes and stories to the new so that you're closer to the version of yourself that you envision that doesn't have these blockages, these negative reinforcement stories, and these underlying habits. And I can't wait to hear how you go, because it is a life where you trust beyond anything else. You trust yourself because you realize it is always up to us. There is divine stuff around that guides us as well. Different conversation once again for you. However, this is in this moment the strongest way you can change your reality through changing your focus, your energy, and your actions. So stick with me. Keep trying and don't give up. And remember, you have to become the version of yourself first to experience the life that you want. You don't experience life first, then become the person. You become the person and then experience the life. Thank you for listening. Episode 22. I will see you on the next one.